Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. The hard red winter wheat contract for December is 704 down one. The March contract at 695 and a half up a quarter. Soft December wheat, 639 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. March, 651, down one. December corn, 420 and three quarters, down two. March, 431 and a quarter, down two and a quarter. July, at 446 and a half, down two and a half. January soybeans, 1320, down eight. July, 1282 and three quarters, down seven. December soybean meals, 443.60, down 250. December soybean oil is 40.43, up 5 cents. December live cattle, 131.35, down 30. January feeders, 164, down 12 and a half. December lean hogs are 81.90. They're down 62 and one half.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC. Land auctions, farm management, financial services, and institutional and corporate real estate. Information on upcoming land auctions can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
You can put next to that very cold Atchison, Kansas, Dave.
How cold is it today?
We're 9 degrees right now, and it's been falling steadily, and the winds are between 20 and 25 miles an hour pretty constantly, so we're well below zero here out there on the wind chill. So we're staying inside today.
Question that I would guess that a lot of producers are wondering about is that with China canceling GM corn, and we can argue if it's a political thing or not, I suppose, given the talk about airspace and Vice President Joe Biden's trip this week past to China. The question is, do the Chinese need U.S. corn or not, or is the domestic corn going to be enough for them?
That's the point of this week's trade, I think, Dave, when it comes to the corn and the rebound. I think to be able to answer that question, you have to put out why did they do it in the first place. And I do think that a major concern that they have in that country is their people think that the central government is not a watchdog for food safety and the environment. And I think the central government is making a pretty strong play here, saying we're taking care of you. Just today, you can go and look on the web and see that Shanghai is clouded in smog right now. They've diverted 40 flights out of their airport. They've canceled 20 flights out of their airport. And a lot of eastern China is covered with smog right now. So I think the first major reason they did this as far as canceling the GM trade, and yet they're taking the new paperwork, is because they want to show their people that they're on top of the food safety and environmental safety issues. I think the second factor, probably more important to the reason or question to be answered, why or do they need to have our corn, do they really need it or not, I think it goes back to their need in that country to get expensive corn out of the north, which is running still at $9.50 a bushel equivalent, and get it down into the southern producing areas where the domestic livestock production is really concentrated. And they can't do that when their internal buyers come in and buy the grain and import it from the United States at half the price. And so I think when you look at these two issues, clearly they need the beans more because they didn't cancel beans, and they bought more, we think, today with some new, fresh, unknown sales reported by USDA. But I do think in the bigger picture, the fact that they're buying and put in a new trade agreement with the United Kingdom for hog semen, and they bought a lot of hogs from Romania, it's been reported to me, that they do need the corn. It's just an issue of these other two factors working their way in first.
Okay, so this goes to the WASD report, because corn exports have been excellent, at least compared to last year. Of course, that was a drought year, and that has to be taken into account. But Also, export margins, I mean, ethanol margins have been excellent. So the question becomes, does USDA take enough away in December based on higher demand that it will at least be a wash when they come back in January with potentially higher production numbers?
I think the trade's certainly expecting that. I was surprised that the average trade guess for next week's reports is a little over 1.85 billion bushels on the Reuters numbers for corn ending stocks here in the United States. Only two of the 20 trader analytical firms that are doing the private estimates, only two of the 20 are over 2 billion bushels at this point for the December report. So I think certainly the trade thinks the 1.4 billion bushel export number is going to go up and offset a potential supply increase at this point.
So if that be the case, then can we be so bold to go ahead and look at the March corn chart and say, you know what, maybe that double bottom on the March chart around 418 is a good number for a while.
I think that's where the December comes into play, Dave. We haven't had any deliveries in the December, and yet the spread has stayed very, very wide, and I think that's a major feature to this market going into next week's trade. This trade reminds me almost exactly to what we dealt with the September corn of last year taking off and December becoming the lead month futures, except we're in the exact opposite position. We've got a very negative demand base. We've got a very expected to be very big supply looming out there and a very big inversion in the market. And the September corn went off, and the December corn, by the time the September corn went off, the December corn was at the right price. December was not. And I wonder if this time around whether the March corn is at the right price and the December is not. I don't think the end users are in any mood to buy extra corn right now. They feel like they've got the tiger by the tail when it comes to just buying hand-to-mouth and short-term needs.
Although I do say we're looking at a key hook reversal higher on the corn charts on a weekly basis.
If we close where we're at or better.
That's right.
The key number right now for me is that we've got some really nice-looking charts going into the close as far as the Dow Jones UBS Grain Index. We're above the 20-day moving average in the March corn for the first time since November 11th. We've made that on a closing basis now, two sessions in a row. If we go any higher here and move up another couple, 3 percentage points in March corn, we'll be trading prices not seen in terms of potential going all the way back to August. But you've got to close this out. And wheat has been the big negative out there this week, and it's been one of the things that I have not liked because I do believe the Canadian numbers are big in terms of wheat production. I'm not so sure the Australian numbers are as big as they say.
11% higher than the trade estimated on the Canadian side.
Exactly right, and they're going to be the major competitor with us, so I'm not as worried about Australia, but Canada's numbers this week did disappoint me.
So let's go back a little bit to the soybeans. We're at 95% of export projected for the year. Everybody believes Tuesday's WASDE is going to contain a smaller ending stocks number. We can quibble if it's 155. I saw a number. Some of the people are already down in the 120s somewhere. And so we're clearly headed in the direction which would say at some financial point on the charts, so there is strong support. And in the last couple of weeks on the March, it's been at 1305, but is that a good number?
Well, I think it goes back to the report. I think you hit it on the nose. What do you need to ration demand? And I think my number would be 135, because 135 this year is pipeline. It means you have next to no days of supply left when it comes to heading into the end of the marketing year. The trade believes sincerely, because history and the seasonals would say this, that Brazil and Argentina will see a lot of selling going on by their producers when we get to February, March. I would agree with that, Dave, if and only if they get the big rains they're expected to get this month of December. I think they will continue to hold old crop beans if they don't get the rains they need this month to get their crop back around, especially in Argentina. So I think the rains come and USDA doesn't give us anything below a 135, then you don't need to ration the demand in the market's mindset, and you can once again fall below that 1305 level.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.